الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, and we are at verse 93. قال الله عز وجل: وإذا أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. This is verse number 93. And remember, when we took your covenant and we raised above you the mount, saying, hold firmly to what we have given you and hear our word. They said, we have heard and disobeyed. And their hearts absorbed the worship of the calf because of their disbelief. Say, worst indeed is that which your faith enjoins on you if you are believers. So this is the address to the children of Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا, reminding them, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ, المِيثَاق, we took your covenant. And it is called a covenant because it's a verification. Through the covenant, matters are verified. And this address is to the Jews who were living at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the Jews are one kind. They are one nation. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ, and we raised above you the mount. This is the mount, the known mount, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised above their heads, tahdeedan, as a warning, as a threat. So they saw the mount above them, stretching like a canopy above them. So they prostrated of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and looking to the mount while they were worshipping and longing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve this difficulty and this unease upon them. And that's why some of the people of knowledge mentions that with the Jews, the best prostration is that when they prostrate, turning their face upwards, saying, this sajda, this prostration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us through it. When they prostrated to Allah out of fear and looking, directing their face upward at the same time, so they consider this prostrating while directing the face up is the best of sujood to them, because they said this type of sajda was the reason or was the cause behind the lifting of the unease of them from. And what was in this covenant? When we took your covenant and we raised above you the mount, saying, خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ, hold firmly to what we have given you, meaning with seriousness and active execution, firmness. وَاسْمَعُوا, hold firmly to what we have given you and hear. وَاسْمَعُوا, meaning hear the hearing that entails acceptance, and compliance. So they were commanded to take by the Torah firmly. وَأَنْ يَسْمَعُوا, to hear the hearing which entails acceptance and compliance. And what was the answer? They said, قَالُوا, they said in response, we have heard, meaning by our ears, and disobeyed, meaning by our actions. So they really didn't hear the hearing required from them. Rather, they disdained. And it is apparent from the verse that they said this, سمعنا وعصينا, they uttered that. And عصينا, disobeyed. Disobedience is to, it means abandoning what is commanded or doing what is prohibited. So it is deviation from obedience by either committing what's prohibited or abandoning, relinquishing what is commanded. So anyone, for example, who abandons or relinquishes the prayer in jama'ah, in congregation, where congregation is due upon him, then he is disobedient, asin. And anyone who commits adultery or theft or drinks intoxicants, again he is disobedient to Allah and His Messenger. Then Allah said, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ. No, the one before. And their hearts absorbed the worship of it. Really, their hearts absorbed the love of the cow, because the calf itself, I said the cow, the calf actually, the calf itself does not drink or absorb, because here ash wa ushribu, it means here therefore this love of the cow on their part is to the extent that it is like water nourishing the heart. So the heart got mixed. It's like the dry clay when it's mixed with water. So this heart of theirs, or their hearts, absorbed the love of the calf. Expressed in a way as if the calf entered their hearts, and the one who made them absorb this in their hearts is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is from the eloquency of the noble Quran is the contract, is the construct of statements which involve something that Allah hates or dislikes, that the grammatical build-up of the context or the context itself most often is done in a way without naming the actual doer. And this is from the eloquency of the Quran. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes is expressed in the statement in a way, in the grammatical built-up, without naming the subject. Take for example the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ, and evil is not attributable to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the jinn in Surah Al-Jinn 72 verse 10. Let's examine this carefully. وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا. And let us read together. And we know not whether evil is intended. Look at the construct. And we know not whether evil is intended. So when evil was mentioned, it is said here, evil is intended. They didn't, the jinn here are speaking, they didn't attribute it to Allah. So they said, and we know not whether evil is intended for those on earth. But concerning uprightness, look what they said. Or whether their Lord intends for them a right path. Or whether, now they named, quote unquote, the subject. Or whether their Lord intends for them a right path. You see the difference between the two in one statement. When evil was mentioned, it was not attributable to Allah in any way, and that's how they said it. And we know not whether evil is intended for those on earth, or whether their Lord intends for them a right path. Is that clear to you? Is that clear to you, inshallah? Tayyib. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Let's go back to the verse now. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. There was a reason why they absorbed this love and this worship, of course, of the calf. There was a reason. There was a cause. بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Due to their disbelief in Allah, which preceded the worship of the calf. Okay? And remember when we took your covenant and we raised above you the mount, hold firmly to what we have given you and hear our word. They said, we have heard and disobeyed. And their hearts absorbed the worship of the calf because of their disbelief. Because of their disbelief, which preceded their worship of the calf. So they intended the sin and the wrongdoing before committing it, and when it took place they disbelieved. Not only that, they absorbed the calf worship to the degree that they were not able to move away from it, detached from it. Listen to what Harun, Prophet Harun, the brother of Musa, told them then. In Surah Taha 20, verse 90, يا قوم إنما فتنتم به وإن ربكم الرحمن فاتبعوني وأطيعوا أمري. And Harun indeed had said to them beforehand, O my people, you are being tried in this, you are being tested in this, and verily your Lord is Allah the Most Beneficent, so follow me and obey my order. What was their response to Harun? لن نبرح عليه عاكفين حتى يرجع إلينا موسى. They couldn't detach themselves. They stuck to it. They said, we will not stop worshipping it because until Musa returns to us. So they insisted because they absorbed the love of this calf in their hearts because of their disbelief. Then Allah says, قل, here the address is to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. Back to verse 2 and 93. We're still in Surah Al-Baqarah. قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. Worst indeed is that which your faith enjoins on you if you are believers. Worst is this worship of the calf. If this worship of the calf is the thing which exemplifies your faith, then your faith indeed had commanded you with something terrible, ugly. That is, أَيْنَ إِيمَانُكُمْ, where is your faith? وَأَنْتُمْ قَدْ أُشْرِبَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْعِجْلِ, while your hearts absorb the worship of the calf. This so-called faith of yours, or this so-called belief of yours, which you claimed, is the thing which made you love this worship of the calf. At the end of the verse, listen here please, Allah said, if you are believers, in kuntum mu'mineen, meaning if you were truly believers, then how could it be, if you were truly believers, that your belief, your faith, commands you to do this ugly, terrible thing of worshipping the calf? The benefits of this verse. First benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant, their covenant of the children of Israel to believe. Where he said, when we took your covenant, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ. Secondly, Bani Israel, the children of Israel, did not believe except unwillingly when, after Allah tested them with the mount, and after He lifted that off their heads from above them, they believed. When He lifted that, they were then calling upon Him, invoking Him, prostrating. They were now believing that He is the true God to call when they face this test and this trial. And from the benefits making clear the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He is able to break all what is known to us as the norms when He lifted the mount above them. And from the benefits is that it is dutiful on the believers to hold firm to the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without laxing and without laziness. Because Allah said, خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ, and hold to that which we gave you with firmness, firmly. And from the points of benefit, making clear the stubbornness of the children of Israel, because they said, we hear and we disobey. And this is the utmost degree of transgression. Because disobedience may occur due to ignorance, but rather they said, we hear and we disobey, insistence with knowledge. And from the benefits is that hearing is of two types. Hearing is of two types. Sam'u istijaba, hearing which entails acceptance and compliance. And the other is hearing of understanding, of comprehension. As to the first type is the saying of Allah to them, خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاسْمَعُوا, take that which we gave you firmly, hold to it, وَاسْمَعُوا, and comply, listen, hear and comply. And the example for the other is in their response, سَمِعْنَا, we heard, and we understand what you're telling us, وَعَصَيْنَا, and we disobeyed. No compliance, just hearing. The eighth point of benefit is the true believer has a true faith. His faith does not command him to do sin. And this is deducted from the last part of the verse where Allah said, if you were believers, meaning if you were true believers, then you wouldn't have taken the calf to worship as an object of worship. And from the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not attribute evil to him. However, he mentions it in a construct or in a grammatical form in the statements without subject naming, without naming the subject. And we took some examples on that, especially that from Surah Al-Jinn, chapter 72 verse 10. So the evil really is in the al-makhluqat, is in the creatures, not in the action. Al-sharru fi al-maf'ul, la fi al-fi'l. Al-maf'ul meaning al-makhluqat, the creatures. We know that good and evil are both from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. However, evil its existence by the will of Allah is not evil because the purpose for its creation is good. Why we say this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bring it to exist except for a high, perfect, most high, most perfect wisdom and a praiseworthy objective. Although it is evil. However, it is evil with respect to the creatures, with respect to the created. The action itself is not evil. You see a man sometimes resorting to branding, cauterizing his son with fire. He intends for him to heal. What is taking place due to the action of the doer, in the case the father, is burning evil. However, the objective is praiseworthy. That is the healing of the son. So it becomes in that sense, in its objective, when it's pertaining to its objective, it is good. And from the benefits of this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test the slave such that he would fill his heart with love to things dislike to Allah. And this could be a trial to the believer, to the slave. A test. And this is deducted from the saying of Allah with respect to the Jews, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ. And their hearts absorb the love of the cow, of the calf. The 11th point of benefit is, the true faith leads its beholder to the obedience of Allah. And this is the last point of benefit with respect to this verse. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We continue inshallah tomorrow the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, moving to verse 96. 94, 95, 96, inshallah.